This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Julian Ng, together with Koo Soo Chung, and now it's time to look at the global markets. And on the line, we have Tim Holland, president of TJM Limited Chicago.
Tim, a very good morning to you. Let's have an update from you on the corporate earnings from America so far. And have they met your expectations?
You know, my expectations were not for them to be so robust. And I think Intel, as a matter of fact, reported tonight was in line with EPS and light on revenue. But I think what we're looking at, the beats are on, seem to be mostly on earnings per share, but the revenue growth is higher. So what that means is I think on higher revenue, the earnings aren't really keeping up. So I think some companies are facing some margin pressures, which I think is pretty significant. And many companies are warning for the first quarter, downgrading expectations. So it looks as though we're in for a little bit of deceleration of earnings growth, I think, for this year.
Tim, also last year, earnings were fueled by the tax cuts. Do you think that this year there would be a big hole in that as well, from that perspective as well?
Yeah, you know, I think that the tailwind that we got from the taxes and the, you know, which really went to buybacks and dividends. So I think that the, you know, most of the tax relief didn't really go into capital expenditures or capital spending. And I think that is something with is really what grows productivity, which is what this economy really needs. So I think that the, if more money would go to CapEx spending, I think that'd be a very positive development and would certainly get me a little more excited about future earnings growth. But if we see more dividend and share buybacks instead of capital expenditures, I tend to think that, it's going to kind of cannibalize itself in a way.
Tim, I hear with interest your comments on, you know, specifically Intel and the fact that they not only missed expectations for Q4, but also guided much lower down for Q1. How broad-based is this, you know, basically downward guidance from large corporations like Intel?
Well, I think Intel represents really the semi industry, and it looks as though there's a good big supply problem there. And that supply problem may not be worked out until the end of maybe sometime in the second quarter, in which case, if, you know, we do avoid a downturn and the economy starts to continue, you know, moving on a decent pace, then the semis would probably be a pretty good buy. But I think it's a little, another warning that we're going to see a little bit slower, a lot slower growth in earnings, and that we're going to have to rely, if somebody's bullish on the market, I think they're going to be looking at multiple expansion rather than earnings growth to bail them out.
Tim, when you say supply, the supply harkens back to the whole supply chain disruption as a result of the U.S.-China trade spat. In the context of that whole larger paradigm, yesterday, Microsoft's Bing search engine was blocked and confirmed by Microsoft itself that they closed in China. How badly or how much can we read into this whole news development? Very surprising in the context of this whole China trade spat escalation, even the Huawei debacle from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bing is the last U.S. Search engine that's in China, believe it or not. And I think there's about 7 million users, which isn't a great deal when you consider the magnitude of the country. But it's really, in my view, a real message sent on Huawei. You know, the Chinese government is really demanding the release of the CFO. And I think there's a little more pressure being stepped up on Huawei. And I think that they're fighting back. So I think that it's also a little nudge in the trade negotiations as well, that they still do have some leverage. But I think that Microsoft spent a lot of time, they spent a lot of money, and they really have big plans for their Azure cloud solution. So I think what this really harkens to is that China is showing that they have some leverage, and they are sending, clearly in my view, sending a message that they could fight back too.
Talking about China, Tim, what are your views of the kind of growth and policy that's coming out of there? Yesterday, I think, or a few days ago, China reported some pump priming, pretty small compared to the enlarged Chinese economy, as well as the pump priming on the back of the need to control deleveraging in China as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. So they look at growth in China this year to be 6.3% or so. And that's, given the economy is, what, 12, 13 trillion now. So, you know, that's a pretty darn good rate. Some people don't believe that. But nevertheless, I think that the numbers are pretty good, but are weakening. But it's really, I think, not so much in the U.S., they're saying, because of the trade war. It's a deleveraging. They shut the shadow banking system down last year, or even before last year. And that hurt because a debt-laden economy, which is, what, 250-plus percent of GDP, they need more and more debt to get the same amount of growth. So, you know, that's really, over time, not sustainable. And thankfully, I think the government realizes that, and they're not resorting to these credit binges and these major credit bailouts. And I think they're trying to really transition towards that rebalancing towards the consumer economy. Now, whether they'll be successful or not remains to be seen. I tend to think they still have some leverage. But this debt issue there in China is a big issue, and I think that's what's holding them back. But listen, if somebody's getting bent out of shape because growth slowed from 6.5 to 6.3 in a $13 trillion economy, I just think you're looking in the wrong place.
Thank you so much for all your views and for joining us this morning. That was Tim Holland, president of TJM Limited, Chicago, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.